Jeff Huffman, what is it like right now?
Yeah, good morning, Jim. You know, your statement about fails to materialize is actually true for your media listing area. And I wanted to point out that yesterday we were talking about how far away from the center of a tropical storm of this nature the impacts really are. These June systems are messy, they're sloppy, they're not real organized like a traditional hurricane. So the impacts actually near the center of the circulation are sometimes nowhere close to what could be hundreds of miles away. And that was certainly the case with Cindy. I was just looking at all the reports this morning. I don't see any significant reports in your immediate area of any damage or flooding. But you go over to the east, and even in New Orleans, we had some wind damage, 51 mile per hour gust over Lake Pontchartrain, and then we had some significant flooding in the eastern sides of southeastern Mississippi, and especially in the Mobile and Pensacola metro areas, some flash flooding there. And the, I also saw to your west over toward Lake Charles, we had some wind gusts in the 40 to 50 mile per hour range with some minor damage. But you're right as it relates to Baton Rouge specifically. It failed to be much of an event, and tropical storms like this can do that. They can be kind of spotty in terms of their impact. And yes, I agree with the paper's article that we don't need to let our guard down just yet. But certainly, Cindy is now ashore, and conditions should gradually start to improve over the next 24 hours. You're welcome, Jen. I wanted to mention one more thing. The only remaining significant thing that we need to consider is that tornado watch. There's still a chance of a few of these squalls producing an isolated tornado in the next 6 hours or so. And I appreciate you having me on.